Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, everyone. It is Dom Giordano. Scott Pressler is here. Scott just coming into the house. The new and improved Scott Pressler. Notice the weight loss. Notice the usual hair. We'll talk to Scott here in a moment here on Talk Radio 1210. We're at Mulligan's 310 West Hildreth. No. Check that on the thing here. I always get that. West Hildreth. Yeah, I said East last year was a big problem. West Hildreth, right by the Acme, right by the field where we threw a football. Well, at least I did, close to 40 yards. Dan did breach 40 yards. All right.
I was 60 yards. Come on, don't sell me short.
And we have our usual leadoff here, and then we'll talk to Scott momentarily. Scott Pressler here, everyone in the room, the man who's going to conquer New Jersey next. But with us is Mike Donahue, who is a former judge and still the chair. I don't think that's a former of Cape May County Republicans. And, Mike, is it the first America First Foundation in Jersey? You're the first one, the Policy Institute.
Right. America First Policy Institute, New Jersey chapter.
And that's a sign that New Jersey is in play for Republicans this time around. Bigger sign. You got Scott Pressler now, who's no longer a secret weapon, but also you have the Operators Union. I don't know all this Jersey talk. Who are these operator guys?
That's a huge, big deal. Operators, 825 ironworkers, and they are a force to be reckoned with. They are a trade union that has endorsed Jack Cittarelli out of the gate, which is huge. I think the trades are a natural constituency coming over to the Republican side more and more as we move along. And I suspect that there will be some other trade unions that will endorse Jack as we go forward.
But this early on, not even seeing how this goes, that's impressive stuff.
It's huge. Well, Jack has a lot of credibility. And what you saw with President Trump, but he said to the trades, like, what are you getting out of this relationship you have, all this money you spend on these Democrats who don't deliver for you? And, you know, you saw him with the with a couple of the big unions, with the Teamsters, with the auto workers. And I can tell you, in this last election with President Trump, I had union leaders telling me, look, our union might have endorsed Biden, but our guys are voting for Trump. And that's where where it's moving. It's a huge, new, fertile ground for us. And, you know, all we have to do is deliver. Because every project is jobs for those people and for their families.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
All right, Scott, you kind of echo that when we've talked before. In fact, during the campaign, you would go to college campuses, talk about Trump's pledge, no unending wars. And we're seeing, not that you ever, you're smart to stay out of this, but your thoughts on the ground. You're back from California, still in Jersey. I think you were in Schwanksville yesterday, or your people were, right? Yeah, okay. And Scott, President Trump is not going to get us into an unending war. This is a ridiculous theme out there. The evidence of it is how carefully and how much time he's taking here to determine, can we take out that nuclear facility? What is the repercussion? We hear maybe the Israelis would get the bunker buster, but they would fly it, they would do it. And if I had to bet, if that can be done, that's what's going to happen. I don't even think we're going to be the ones doing it. But what are you hearing?
And you guys can hear me okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think the best way to determine future action is past action. And
I'm not hearing it. Oh, yep, there we go.
Yep,
okay.
There we go.
The best way to determine future action is past action. And look at President Trump's first administration. No new wars. Seeking peace in the Middle East. Trying to stop the conflict with Ukraine and Russia. And I think, if anything, President Trump is leading with a big stick, and he is trying to find strength through peace through strength. And by telling Iran, you're not going to have a nuclear weapon, he's basically drawing that line in the sand. And I think President Trump is going to stick to his peace agenda, ultimately.
Yeah, without a doubt. So you travel, Scott, though, in pretty high circles of Trump influencers, conservative values, and all that type of thing. The media, of course, is going to go with those that are going after Trump in this, not following what his history has been. I mean, he crawls with somebody who's not going to be boxed in. He never has. So what do you tell them if you're in contact? Did any of them go back and forth with you?
I think, honestly, people are getting... They need to stay focused on the most important thing at hand right now, which is illegal immigration. And I think what 2026 is going to be about is ICE and the Department of Homeland Security and securing the border. And we need to really show the juxtaposition between the Democrat Party, which is rioting and protesting that our government is deporting criminal illegal aliens, and that it is the Republicans that want safe streets, that want to lower crime, that want to protect women, protect children. I think everything else is just noise. This election and what's going to happen in 2026 is about continuing to secure the border and to support organizations like ICE, like Kristi Noem, et cetera. That is the proverbial line in the sand as well.
Keith Hartzell with us. Keith, the former... councilman in Ocean City,
no,
the man
I'm
who
still,
always tells us. You're still back on council.
I got back on.
I can't keep these formers and whatever. I need a giant sheet here at Mulligan to this day, and you have to provide that.
I got back on last May. I'm now the second ward council person, which I love because it's where all my businesses are, where my church is, where I do everything. So it's just been great. But, Dom, I do have one point for you. Aren't you like an honorary fireman or fire chief?
Yes,
here?
Yes.
Well, then you got to learn these streets. What happens if a call comes in and you go to the wrong place?
Well,
you got to learn.
Wait a minute. Dan is an honorary to handle the west and east stuff. I just handle the north south. If there is such a thing here in Wildwood,
we may have to take him on a tour, Wildwood or something. You know, because if a call comes in and a place burns down, and you're who knows what could happen.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago when we had the big power outage. Not that I'm wishing that. Both mayors of North Wildwood and Wildwood are sitting here with us during it. And I'm saying, shouldn't you guys be doing something? The guy over in Wildwood Crest would never come here. That's another story. That's the guy that wanted to block the bridges during COVID and make you show papers. Disgrace to Italians. By the way, let me tell people what's going on here at Mulligan's. He's probably a sauce guy, that guy, Mike Donahue. He's probably not a gravy guy. I hear the gravy. You have a chance. You can pop in. Lorraine Rinaldi, Gravy Wars author, and Roe are at the door.
Is Scott Pressler a saucer or a gravy guy?
I think he's a gravy guy.
I'm not having either right now.
Well, Scott, are we going to see, I mean, you just posted on Twitter you'd be here today. A million people come out of the woodwork. Is Millville too far? Whatever. Have you posted your regimen? How many pounds down?
Last I checked, 27. 27 and 2.5 months.
Good for you.
I tell you, coming here to Wildwood, this is good motivation because everyone here looks amazing. Yeah. So you're like,
he's in politics for sure.
What town have you been in?
Driving here, I'm like, Lord have mercy. See, that's why last year, remember, a lot has changed in a year. Last year I had my pina colada. This year I've got my Caffey. Things have changed, you know, since winning the election.
Where's that accent from, the Caffey accent?
Oh, gosh.
Is it a combination, your family, military family, right?
So I've been to 40 states in the last couple of years, so I think I'm an amalgamation of everything.
All right. So Mike Donahue with us here, too. Mike, the issue in Jersey, you and I talked off air with Mike and Cheryl. The biggest thing is, if she's seen, as I see it, and you guys are actually doing it, and Scott's on the ground with it, if she's seen as a centrist, then I give her a very good chance of winning. If she's not seen as a centrist, if that gets chipped away. And that's what they're going to guard against all things. The issue to me is boys and girls sports, trans issues with her. She's got to go that way. And right there, that's a tell. She's not a centrist. She may not be Phil Murphy, but she's a progressive through and through. And if that's the case, then she's defeatable. If she's can maintain the centrist thing, might be difficult.
She's defeatable. There's no doubt about it. People ask me, is Jack going to win? I say, I don't know, but he can win. That's for sure. I mean, they have an internal poll that shows him only 3 points behind this far out, which is unheard of for a Republican candidate. Jack won every county in the primary. He won every district in Cape May County, I'm proud to say. But look, Mikey Sherrill, campaigns are about educating voters, right? That's what they are in the end. So our job is to educate voters about who she really is. This is a person who did not have the courage to vote yes on the Lakin Riley Act.
Didn't even vote the first time around.
Yeah,
didn't even come there. That's even worse.
That's exactly right. So, you know, all of those issues, Dom, that were in play for the president. You know, New Jersey was the number three state to move toward the president to the right in 2024, and he didn't even run a campaign here. All those issues are the same. The trans, the boys, men, and girls sports, the things that they're doing to our children in the schools, immigration, public safety, those issues are still right there, right? You see the same thing, Scott. That's what we have to tap into. It's the same campaign, in my opinion, talking to people, real people, about their kitchen table issues and how Republicans can deliver for them to help their families, to help their small businesses. If we deliver that message, Jack will win. That's what it's all about.
Keith, where you are in Ocean City, good to hear this year. None of the usual ruckus, right? We've been over in Wildwood. We don't see anything that bad. So what's happened that Ocean City seems to be pretty good this summer?
Well, we hired a lot more policemen, a lot more summer help. We hired a lot more full-time help. We're putting the substation up on the boardwalk. So our response time would be even better. But our police chief is so awesome. Because anytime there's anything, he's up there. When we had a problem, it was 11:30, 12 at night, and I was up there working at Jilly's. There he is walking down the boardwalk. He's no joke. He's a man's man. He's a cop's cop. Yet he has the full respect of all the rank and file. And that's what we need. We need somebody.
Well, look, they don't mess around in Ocean City. No. You had a few birds fly in, take some French fries, and you're putting owls up there.
That's what we
do. They're not going to mess around.
No. You know, listen, I talk about us all the time. You know, we have our moniker. We're America's greatest family resort. And the number one reason why people come to us is because we're safe. And a lot of it has to do with no alcohol, Don. Because alcohol, no matter what, always creates problems. A lot of times, places like this do it right. No problem. They don't have a lot of problems down here. But people dislike the fact that there's no alcohol.
Exactly.
I like the diversity. I go across the bridge, you know, to Summers Point and do what I want to do and go home. So we're just quieter at night and more family-oriented. Nothing wrong with alcohol, but our monica is it's just all families.
Hey, yeah, Scott burying the lead, too. Can you divulge when is the Laura Trump segment with you?
Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday night.
Fox News,
9 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
I think it's 9 o'clock.
We'll do a fact check on that. And I just saw you in a golf cart. So what was the theme with Laura Trump at Bedminster?
She had me come out to do her show, and we were talking about her work in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and just kind of, you know, how last year we worked together to win the presidency and what it was like, you know, on election night. And I'm talking about the fact that I'm alone. I'm not with my team. I'm a nervous wreck watching all of her hard work come in. But I want to use my time here to say two things. I think this election for Jack Ciattarelli is, I hear a lot of people that say, Scott, if we don't win this November, I'm leaving. I'm moving out of New Jersey.
True.
The property taxes are killing me. The property taxes, I'm going to move to a state that I'm not having to spend all of my money going to the government. And to our Mario Krajicek supporters, I want your vote for Jack. To Senator Ed Durr, who I was just with in Sussex County last night, he endorsed Jack Ciattarelli. Thank you, Senator, for coming together and endorsing Senator Bramnick. We hope to earn your and your supporters' votes. And to our beautiful Bill Spadia supporters, that he did earn 99,000 votes. Listen, Jack was unsuccessful at winning in 2021 by 84,000 votes.
Right.
To our Spadia supporters, we want your vote. We are courting you. We are asking for your vote. And if we all come together, I do believe that Mikey Sherrill is 100% defeatable and we can win this November. But I really want to use my time here to have that unity theme.
Well, I want to talk with you, too, coming up, what you put on Twitter, again, about backsliding with mail-in balloting, early voting, what happened in the primary. Linda Kearns is here. I don't know if you two have
ever
met.
Good, I love Linda.
Yeah. Yeah, and Linda Kearns convinced our listeners to do that, but you also did it. Your credibility is at stake. So is mine. I was not a mail-in ballot way back when, and then I took a look. We're 400,000 votes down on Election Day. Football game analogy. It's depressing. People think, why vote? We're down 40 to nothing with 30 seconds left. And it's true. But the backsliders out there, they're still, they on Twitter, et cetera, they make their, they get views because they're conspiratorial. We figured out how to do this. Vote by mail, early voting in Jersey. What could be more secure? Just get that cast, because the message is going to get out there that Cetarelli is right there, and that'll stimulate Election Day.
Well, let's bring it home. In 2022, I believe, Judge Donahue, you might remember, in Burlington County, I do believe they had problems at polling locations on Election Day.
Right.
And again, who votes on Election Day? Our beautiful Republicans. So if the Democrats have already voted early, if they've already voted by mail, and by the way, ballot harvesting is legal in New Jersey. You're allowed to ballot harvest 3 ballots per precinct. And so if the Democrats are doing all those things and we have problems on Election Day, well, that's how you lose an election by 84,000 votes. And I'd offer one last thing. In Pennsylvania, which I hope that we have victory in that state as well, on May 20th, 17.9% of Republicans came out, and it's usually 30. 21% of Democrats came out, it's usually 30. So even though the Democrats and Republicans both had low turnout, if that was Election Day, the Democrats would have won everything. Superior Court, Commonwealth Court, School Board, City Council. And so to my Republicans, it's an off-year election. Vote early and vote by mail.
All right, Mike Donahue, what's next for you in Jersey here? What are we going to see here in Cape May County? And
well, listen, we're strong here, thank God. We got a great Republican organization. We got a great community here. We're a very deep red county. So we're going to be trying to export the revolution, so to speak. We're going to be trying to help Scott and other parts of the state. We got the buses lined up. I've already told my people start recruiting, because we're going to go wherever we need to go to identify those voters that we have to turn out for Jack.
Buses.
And we'll be doing a lot
Republicans
of
that. Republicans with buses. This is unbelievable.
We're going.
We went
to Pennsylvania and knocked doors for Trump, so we're going to do it here in New Jersey the bigger way in this cycle.
And I am stunned that Scott Presler has made the Supreme Court race in Pennsylvania something Democrats are worried about.
Right.
He's made it significant. He's gotten it on our radar screen. I'll tout the station doing that, too. And it's the most significant of all. 3 of them would be taken out.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, and I don't sense that they have a lot of push behind them. In the end, there'll be a lot of money all because they realize those 3 Supreme Court cases. But grassroots,
yes,
people, we have it on their radar screen.
That's right.
So, Scott, just stay here for a second. We want to talk a little more. And Keith, congratulations. Last time we talked, the first sermon under your belt.
Yes.
Do you preach every Sunday? And if so, where?
No, I'm not preaching every Sunday. I didn't want to take a church, so I'm a backup. So the next time I preach will be July 20th in South Dennis.
Can you work in gravy and sauce into that?
Sure.
Make the Pharisees the sauce people.
And no sugar, by the way.
Okay. No, exactly.
But I want to back up what Mike just said. And Scott, tell people they don't have to leave New Jersey. They can come to Cape May County. Because in Cape May County, our taxes are low. In fact, some of our towns are giving money back. So please, you do not.
The property tax is low here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Some of the lowest some of the lowest in the whole state. In fact,
yeah, but that's like being 5'8 in the land to people who are not tall.
No,
right?
I mean,
it's still bad with Jersey.
We're exceedingly low.
Okay.
And people move to us for our low taxes. We have extremely low taxes.
The county of Cape May reduced its tax levy this past cycle.
Okay.
Which is unheard of.
Well, I want to get
unheard
that story out there.
Yep.
That's good to hear.
I mean, so it's very important to us that right. we maintain this. We're red through and through, and a lot of it has to do with right. this guy sitting right over here. He's going to take our message and how he does things along with Scott, and off they're going to go. We're going to bring it home for Jack, because the Democrats on 80% issues, 80% wrong issues on right. so many things. He's going to bring that forward like nobody's ever seen before, because it was done, and that's how Trump won the White House. There's no question about it.
Exactly. Thank you, Keith.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike, very much.
Thanks, Dom. Happy Dom Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Scott Presler with us here. Come out and meet Scott. Scott, stay right there. And we'll talk a little bit more about what he's up to. Also, we have the gravy sauce boat. Just pop in the door, Roe and the judge of elections there with a Cento jar. I need an update on what the balloting, how it's going so far. We'll get you that. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, they're passionate. Ask about Dwayne. Let that guy know he's unbelievable about water. That free water test, you'll see the impurities being taken out. They love to do that. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. Go to martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right, it is Dom time, coming to you from the summer White House. We'll unveil the new Mulligan shirt coming up, and an armed guard, the chief of police of Abington, has brought in a box, the smoking gun. You know, the Epstein files we've never fully seen. My friend Geraldo had the Capone fiasco, but Pat Malloy brought the smoking gun that is going to tell us, is it gravy or sauce? It's in the box. He'll be with us coming up. And joining us is Lorraine Rinaldi. Renee here is the Gravy Wars maven. She'll be giving us an update. So quick update, Lorraine. How's it going? Gravy sauce, you pop in the door. Judge of Elections gives you a ballot. How's it going?
Well, I got to tell you, Dom, to my surprise, it's actually very close.
It is?
Yeah. Whew. Sorry.
That is very hard to believe. By close, you mean a matter of just a couple votes?
Yeah, it seems like it. We don't have an official count, but what we can tell, it's still
right,
Gravy is in the lead, but...
Yes,
you know.
Johnny Z wants to bet me, and I said, well, let's start with Mulligan's. I'd like to have a bar here just to come to whenever I want to. That he says it's sauce. His wife is Italian. Definite gravy.
Right.
So make sure none of these sauce people are fooling with the ballot box.
Oh,
a Cento can.
We have Gavin guiding the box and guarding it, and it's all legit. We're on the up and up. Everybody votes as they come in. They have an option to buy a book at half price. And I'm so pleased to meet Scott Presler, who I've been following for years. Thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing in every state. Unbelievable.
And Lorraine is in Florida now, which is pretty good territory, I think,
left Pennsylvania. I'm officially a Florida resident. I spend the summers here at the Jersey Shore. And if you have – I'm sorry, I'm going to opine just a second, Dom. If you have access to any of the lawmakers in New Jersey, I know there are 33 states that are in the process of trying to ban the the spraying, the aerial spraying, the chemtrails, if you will. Florida did. New Jersey is ridiculous. Every day the trails are horrible. So put that out there. There it goes. I'm sorry, I'm back to gravy and sauce, but if I have a chance to have a mic.
Well, I'm glad you did that. So we'll get you with Joe Conklin of the neighborhoods around 1:15 or so.
Thanks.
He'll be here, and we'll get you Lorraine, and we'll talk gravy wars,
too. You got it. Thank you.
So Robin Schaefer joining us, Protect Our Shores. And Robin and Scott had worked together many, many different ways. We had that as an issue in Jersey, the whales, all the things here. And it looks like we pretty much have won on that. So I don't know that that's going to be an issue in the governor's race, except people are seeing the high costs of electric bills. They see the failed policy, the billions that they put into this, and the devastation of it.
Right, Don. So we're still fighting up and down the East Coast. There are projects that are being they're pushing forward, especially one right outside of New York City that we've taken a special interest in, and we filed suit a couple of weeks ago on the Empire Wind site right outside of New York City. That project will be devastating, not just to marine, you know, wildlife and ecosystems, and it'll jeopardize our national security, homeland security, Coast Guard operations. It's just a terrible location, right offshore, the very northern part of New Jersey and Long Island. And what happened is just it's heartbreaking to know that there was a deal made between politicians in Washington and politicians in Albany to get this deal done. Also, you know, the congressional members of the congressional caucus from New York were involved in this kind of this deal that took place,
right,
in exchange for their votes on certain bills, especially the Big Beautiful Bill. That was a they made a deal to allow that project to go forward, which Donald Trump has said, you know, from day one he was going to stop all these projects. So we want to ensure that that happens. We're going to do everything we can to ensure that this project doesn't get any more steel in the water, doesn't do any more environmental damage. We're actually suing the U.S. government, the Kingdom of Norway. I never thought we'd be in a lawsuit against a kingdom, but I guess that goes along with that No Kings deal that they had last Saturday. And we're also, you know, fighting against the Equinor. We think that we have the facts are on our side, so we feel pretty confident that we can get this project stopped. But it's every day that passes is another day that fishermen are losing their livelihoods. Their livelihood being put at risk by all this construction work that's being done in the ocean. We were very successful, along with people like Jeff Andrew, our great congressman, Congressman Chris Smith, Mike Donahue, of course. We were very successful in beating the offshore wind companies that wanted to put these horrible industrial projects in the ocean off of our shores from Cape May all the way up to Long Beach Island. But this is where the war is now, and we're going to keep fighting. We need support for Protect Our Coast to keep, you know, to stay in this game and to win it ultimately. And I think it is a big issue. I don't want to monopolize the conversation here, but I think it's a big issue in the governor's race coming up, because what happened with the Phil Murphy administration was they literally, we're all on this train together. We're going towards this gorge that has this beautiful bridge that's already been built. You know, it's been up for a generation. And what Phil Murphy did by shutting down all these power plants, he shut down 6 power plants during his tenure. Mm-hmm. He basically blew up the bridge that was already there, and the train's still going down the tracks.
Right.
So
exactly.
What he did is he cut our supply of electricity, while at the same time encouraging people to use more EVs, electric appliances. Right. He increased decreased supply, increased demand. And what's the outcome from that? It's higher prices all the way around.
All right, Robin, thank you. So, Scott, Jersey Shore, this is a prime season. What have you up and down the Jersey Shore? What plans do you have this summer that people should be aware of in advance so they might come and meet you and the people that you have working with you?
Well, I think this is such a strategic location. You know, this is the Tri-City, Tri-State area. Mm-hmm. Everyone from New York, New Jersey, Philly, a lot of Pennsylvania is going to come to the shore this summer. So our early vote action team, we have Dave here today, we have Raffi, and they're actually going to go over to the Barefoot Festival while we're here, since it's in town, right? That's our people. This is a base turnout election, simply. You know, so in my mind, it's not whether or not, you know, people think Mikey is a moderate. No, she's extreme left. This is whether or not our beautiful Trump supporters and MAGA come out this year after delivering the popular vote last year. And so we'll be at all four major counties, especially Monmouth, Ocean, Atlantic, Cape May, down here in Wildwood. We'll be at the shore all summer long. That's why, in part, I've been getting the beach body ready. I wanted to, you know.
We're waiting for an event. Yeah,
I
we're
figure
waiting for this.
The cuter you look, the you more go. Voters that you're going to register.
Oh, exactly,
it's science.
Right. It's science. You've always preached that, yes.
And we use the no offshore wind. So, like, for example, we'll have whiteboards out there and we'll say, how do you feel about voter ID? How do you feel about President Trump? How do you feel about saving marine life by stopping offshore wind? And all of those are always in the affirmative or negative in the terms of banning offshore wind.
I hear that in Pennsylvania, voter ID is moving along, just so you know. And I'm not sure how that's going to play out. There'll be a deal made. So we'll see it when it happens.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, though, you're starting to see we're back to the Republicans leading. Every week you tell us in registration.
Yeah, thankfully. So a lot of people, you know, myself included, were kind of worried about seeing the Democrats gain going into the primary. But I tried to let people know, you know, that's probably for Judge Dugan over in Philly. It's probably Allegheny, et cetera. And now finally Republicans are gaining again. But I still caution people, and this last week, Republicans gained 1,400, which is good, and at the same time, Democrats gained 900. So the Democrats, there are still a lot of people signing up to vote, and they just had their very big No Kings protest. They're trying to do another one on our Independence Day. So ultimately, I know that life is going to continue to get better and that the economy is going to get stronger, but people have to vote in every single election. And that's why I just drove from Northampton to Sussex, and last night I drove 4 hours just to be here at Mulligan's because, A, thank you for always having me on your show. Seriously, 1210 Talk Radio, Monday at 2 o'clock with Dom Giordano.
In all the years of Talk Radio, you are there as the person that we see the promise of, and I admire how much you keep your mission despite all the, you know, like
noise,
Laura Trump show and all that.
Yeah,
you do that well, but the mission, the daily grind of that. So you're going on vacation for a few days, back with the family, and we appreciate that. I don't know if we get the Monday. We're going to let you relax on Monday if you want, because you're
no, I'm still calling.
Okay, all right.
Look, I'm a workaholic.
Yeah, I know that.
You think I'm not going to be in the hot tub doing work? I'm going to be doing both. In fact, I might even register some North Carolina voters while I'm down there at the beach.
Oh, okay. What's Scott Presler's favorite beach?
Well, we go to Holden Beach every summer, my family and myself. We've been going since I'm a baby. And what Keith was saying over here about this being a very family-friendly, family-oriented city, town, we feel the same about Holden Beach, that Myrtle is probably, you know, more for party, more populated, but Holden is for family.
Absolutely. Where do we go, Robin, for protect our beach, our shores?
Protect our coast, New Jersey. So it's protectourcoastnj.com. Or tune in to the Dom Giordano show, because we talk regularly.
And your
listeners have given so much support. They're the reason that we're even in this position today.
Right.
And I want to thank you for that and for bringing attention to this important issue. And thank you, Scott, for the work you're doing to motivate voters and understand that there is only one candidate in the upcoming governor's race who is anti-wind. That's Jack Cittarelli. And he is the real deal. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And Scott, your outfit, where do we go? People can volunteer. You're on constant tours. They can meet you, like today at Mulligan's. People, major reason they come out on Dom Giordano Day. They love meeting Scott Presler because they feel now it's not hope. We have had success. It's just building on that into the future. So where do they go?
Well, and the last time I was here, it was funny. It was right before we flipped Bucks County.
Yes.
And all of your listeners were coming up to me, and they'd be like, Scott, what number are we away? And I think at the time, 1 year ago,
right,
we were like 360 voters away.
Yeah.
And now we're close to 10,000 more registered
well,
Republicans.
Well, if we held the
Bucks
election
County.
After the one-on-one with Marseglia and Scott Presler, we might have won by 100,000 in Bucks County.
And so people can support my work at earlyvoteaction.com, but really, and the last thing that I want to leave with is if you want to defeat three Democrat Supreme Court justices that locked you down, that aided in the shenanigans of 2020, I need you to vote no to retention this November, and I need your help in Pennsylvania. Every single Trump supporter must vote on Tuesday, November 4th. And thank you again, Dom, for always having me.
Thank you, Scott.
Not Dan, Dom. I think.
Well, thank you. And thank
I thank
Robin.
Dan too. Dan. Okay.
He's a new father. He's a new father. He's got that all going on.
People and Henry
lovely.
And the whole team. They're all
thank
lovely.
You.
They're
thank,
all
thank you, Scott.
Who's, taller, by the way? Which one?
Dan.
Which one of you?
You actually checked.
And
it out.
He looks better in a suit too. Last time he had the green suit.
The green
on,
suit.
Remember?
Yes.
Are you saying I look bad today?
Yeah, you look extra casual. Extra casual.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for the backhanded compliment.
All right. Hey, stay right there just for a second, guys. I want to say goodbye, and we're bringing in law enforcement next. They have the answer to the gravy sauce case, but I just want to say goodbye to Scott, too. Hey, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve more than just a quick fix. You deserve the expert care you can get from my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Dental Group. Recently, I had a chance to talk to Joyce, listener and new patient of Dr. Bentz. She had another dentist say, come on, Joyce, it's time for dentures. Joyce was listening to me. She said, I'm vintage, but not old. She went to Dr. Bentz and his team. Happy to report she's now working very well with dental implants. Joyce says, and it's so true, the dentist that you choose does matter. Dr. Bentz has the latest technology, the expertise to give you the most accurate diagnosis. My dentist for 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz, call him at 610-272-6949 or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. 610-272-6949.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano, Dom Day here in Wildwood. Is the fire marshal approve this? I have all kinds of law enforcement here. Look the other way, guys. We could pack more people in here. In a moment, we're going to honor our two law enforcement guys today, longstanding friend of the show, and all-time great in talk radio, Pat Malloy, even though the guy who made the plaque misspelled it, there's going to be a problem on that. And Fred Herron, Fred, much in the news due to the fact that he is relentless in getting bad guys off the street, protecting Bucks County. Apparently, in some circles, that's not the right approach to law enforcement. He's a candidate running for sheriff again, as you can tell by the hat. Fred Herron. I don't know. The shirt says that too. There's a shirt. Okay.
Just a patch on the shirt.
Oh, just a patch. And he's got a lot of guys here. But first, we have this great gravy sauce debate, and we're having the actual vote with Italian authorities. I believe it's international press, they told me. I saw their Linda Kearns is checking that out. Their press row is now. Leslie here, too. Their press credentials, I believe they are International Italia. They are going to take the results from this. They fly a plane over the Wildwoods. Wouldn't that be fun to see the gravy sauce score up there? Dan, you had something on this development? No, okay. All right.
I'd love to see it.
All right. So joining us, though, is the man who brought something here today through back channels that will settle this case. Now, you've heard of the Epstein files. We have not gotten the Epstein files yet. Yeah, get those cameras ready. Geraldo, who's a friend, did not find anything in Al Capone's vault. We don't know if there's gold in Fort Knox, but in this bulletproof case, it was delivered here by law enforcement's own Pat Malloy, the police commissioner, the police chief in Abington, where there's a lot of action constantly in the news. Pat, unveil what settles the gravy sauce case.
Well, as
all right, on YouTube.
Wait, hold on. This doesn't settle.
This settles it on YouTube.com/1210WPHT. You'll see on the front.
Oh, okay.
The 125th anniversary. I have some guy trying to argue on Twitter that Ralph's is not the oldest restaurant in America, continuous Italian American owned restaurant in America. It is. 125 years.
And they call it sauce.
And on the back, Pat protected this with his life. What does it say? Still calling it gravy.
Oh, come on.
125 years. Settles the case.
Gravy.
It settles it. Ralph's.
Did any of my sauce people bring us a mug? Come on. Where are we at?
Well, this came from two full-fledged, bona fide metagons who didn't know any better as we grew up, and then we were converted from ragu sauce to gravy.
Hold on.
We married well.
Chief, what's the last name?
My last name?
Yeah.
Malloy, but Primavera.
And what's the shirt say?
Colonel Doherty. We are CD. I'm convertible.
All right, and Fred Herron, as a sheriff extraordinaire, the sheriff of Nottingham here from Bucks County. Fred, you on the gravy sauce debate.
I'm Jewish, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's close to Italian.
Wait, how about matzo balls or meatballs? Then I can help judge.
You know what, Johnny? That's the next thing. We have to broaden out. Matzo balls next. All right, our first honoree this year. We have three this year here at Mulligan's. Last year it was Scott Presler, who's still standing here. This year, our first honoree is Fred Herron. Fred is the sheriff in Bucks County. Claim to fame. Fred seems like he, excuse me, it's sauce. Get the cool, but this guy's got a map up there. Fred Herron's great claim to fame is he once lost to me a debate on the air ferociously for over an hour.
Oh.
At least that's the way that I remember.
So this is a winner's gift. Okay, yes. I see.
Now, Fred.
I remember that.
Fred's on the right. No, it was a great debate. It was one of those things where it was heated but civil. It's. Well, he's a podcaster now. You know what great radio or podcasting is. And Fred, you are it. He's a sheriff running again for re-election in Bucks County and a guy who has stood steadfast when it comes to protecting people in Bucks County. Fred, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming today, too.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you.
And Fred, for new listeners, particularly if they're in Bucks County in this upcoming election, I think you ought to take billboards up for those two commissioners who routinely go after you. We've gotten into, in a sheriff's race, the Holocaust, among other things. What, you know, my big contribution to talk radio last 20 years is, what the heck happened to suburban Philadelphia?
I have no idea.
It used to be, you know, maybe staid Republican sort of thing, some Democrats. It was a reasonable debate, who better to run things. Now we have the Marseglias of the world. We have the Delaware County crew, who some of them appear to be Marxists. We have Bucks County, though, where there is at least some response on this. Why the change? You've been in Bucks County forever in law enforcement.
I've been in Bucks County now for 39 years in law enforcement in Bucks County, and I've never seen it like this with at least the two head county commissioners, the majority. They're just so much not interested in law and order. Right. I mean, it's a story for another day, but I got an email on my way down here regarding something we're trying to do with a hospital, watching prisoners, and I know they interfered with it. helping police.
Well, it's a story for now, if you can.
So we were working with Doylestown Hospital. We're getting, because of Trank and because of xylazine, as Pat knows, the prisoners of 2025 are just so sick when we're getting them. Right. And they need, unlike opioids where Narcan just reverses it quickly, the prisoners now are just have long-lasting medical conditions. And I was trying to work out something with the hospital to basically set up an area where we can limit the amount of officers we have there, but yet properly manage prisoners that need medical conditions. And I'm fairly confident that that was put to rest by at least one of the commissioners. And all this does is help law enforcement. We constantly have problems.
And what was it under the guise? We're not going to have a prison in a hospital?
We're not going to work with the hospital to be able to watch prisoners there. So now you have, instead of having a room full of prisoners with maybe two or three security on them, deputies, police, corrections officers, now they're spread out all over the hospital. So we're trying to work through that, but every day there's something else. I mean, just last Wednesday I got in an argument with them at a commissioner's meeting, and Diane Marseglia is like shushing me like I'm 3 years old, like I'm a child. Shush, shush. And people are like, is she shushing you? I'm like, yeah, she's shushing me. I'm like, I'm the county sheriff.
Well, you know, Scott Pressler is right behind him, but Scott Pressler duked it out with her. It was pretty good, too, over in Bucks County.
I just don't, like, who doesn't want, I don't care if you're right or left, who doesn't want your family safe? Who doesn't want criminals off the street? I mean, this should be no-brainers. This should be easy stuff. But these two commissioners just don't have any interest in that. And you know what? We're working hard. We're going to get elected again. We're going to keep our five row officers. We got four judges up for election this year. We're going to keep Bucks County safe, and we're going to work hard up until that moment. There's no reason statistically, this is extremely important, we outnumber them by 10,000 registered Republicans. We just got to get people excited and get to the polls. We need them to get to the polls like they did last year. We got Dave McCormick in, we got Dave Sunday in, and we got Donald Trump in.
Well,
and we need to get people to the polls.
Here's my promise. You probably know it, too. We're going to get them to the polls in Bucks County.
If
I have to attack you so they vote for you, I will do that in certain towns. Have me show up, Fred. Have Fred Herron, SOV. And then the next town over, Fred Herron. And what you're doing is cutting edge. 700 now law enforcement groups, so it's not just you making some wild play, are working with ICE, which I saw today, there's a 500% increase on assaults on ICE officers as they continue to go out there and protect us.
I don't understand. Like you, I think we talked on your show about the case of the 14-year-old girl who got sexually assaulted by the guy you know, 9 years ago. This guy should never have been in the United States. He should have been deported after the misdemeanor arrest. But he wasn't. The system failed. The system should not fail anymore. We have a leader in Washington who wants to fix that part of it. I'm not talking about all the other issues. I'm talking about just this one issue. Who doesn't want to prevent crime? And if this is a tool to prevent crime, why not take it? You know, I don't know what the title is, but a couple of months ago, we were in Aruba, right, on vacation. My wife, my sister-in-law. It took 2.5 hours to leave Aruba, going through their procedures. I couldn't say, to hell with it, I'm getting on my plane. You follow the rules.
I'm a sheriff in Bucks County.
Yeah, I'm getting on the plane. I don't need these procedures. No, you got to follow the rules. 2.5 hours from curb to gate. That's a long time, but it's the rules. You got to follow the rules in the country you're at. Look at Schwarzenegger the other day on The View. They, you know, we know in law enforcement, and you don't ask the question you don't know the answer to. And these dopes asked, I shouldn't say that, I get accused of being mean
ladies
to people.
Ladies of The View.
The ladies of The View.
Noted constitutional scholars.
Or my wife would call people noodles. So these noodles are out there, and they ask a question, they don't know the answer. Schwarzenegger's like, yeah, you come to this country, behave. Act like decent
You're
people.
You're a guest.
They are guests. This is not rocket science, folks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Exactly. Well, let me get Pat Malloy into this. He's in friendlier climes here in Abington. And Pat, sorry about the spelling on this. There's going to be a lawsuit here. Linda Kearns, I need your help.
Is it M-A?
No, it's M-O-L-L-Y.
Who's Pat Malloy, dog?
Oh, Malloy, that's
Pat
fine.
Malloy.
Pat Malloy.
I'll take it.
Award winner. Malloy. We're going to get this. And Pat is our award
winner. Pat Malloy.
Pat is our award winner this year because it's been so many. He married an Italian woman who's great. That's the real reason why.
Thank you.
Pat, I'll get it fixed.
Thanks, Tom.
Lisa did. Now, you probably should know this. The guy who did this, even though you see at the top of the award it says Dom Time.
Yes.
The guy who did this put on there Don Giordano's 2025 award winner on every plaque.
Wait. So
Don? Don with an N?
Don with an N.
Are you telling me you fixed your name? But then
he fixed mine.
But messed up his?
But he didn't fix Malloy, or he overfixed it.
That's close enough for government work.
Chief Pat Molly.
Your thoughts. What's new in Abington? And obviously, you have a fraternity here. The Ben Salem guy didn't make it today. Probably some crime related.
Yeah.
You know Fred Heron and the battles he's facing.
Yep.
But Abington, pretty much, we seem to be in favor of law and order, and we seem to, and I've talked, the main thing, and Fred probably sees this in the sheriff's office, you have people driving through Philadelphia due to the no stopping anybody thing. It's in Commonwealth Court. They have the phony license or sometimes no license plate.
Yes.
You stop them and they go, can't stop me for this.
Yes. I can tell you my notifications come in a couple times a week, and we're seeing an uptick in ghost guns. Switches that transform guns into automatic weapons. And when you look back at the people that we have in custody, it goes right back to the policies and procedures of the Krasner's district attorney's office. So, and in addition to that, just like, you know, Bill McVeigh took over for Fred, with similar challenges where we're having 51,000 calls for service and we need additional officers. And the challenge is trying to recruit qualified people, because the narrative after 2020 is the nobility of policing was shot.
You use that word a lot. I wanted to stop there, and that's exactly right. You've elevated that. I know Fred shares that.
Yeah.
The nobility of doing this, why you guys got into this early on. I grew up in a cop's family, as you know, and I saw what that's like when your dad's out there, he's late, or you hear a phone call, it's just a weird call. You know, back in the day in Philadelphia working, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
1 week, a 12 to 8 shift. The next week, 8 to 4. And the next week, 4 to 12.
That's why cops were dying young.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't good for your health.
This is part, it's not a job. It's a mission.
Vocation.
It's a life.
Yep. As the 8th of 10 kids, I was either going to be a priest or the second best cop. Or a firefighter.
But how did a heron become that? How in your tradition, Fred, did a heron become a law enforcement guy?
So if you know anything about like Jewish customs, the day I told my parents I wanted to be a cop, they ripped a piece of clothing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the
disappointment.
That was I wanted to go to John Jay College. It just I'm from New York City, and my mother's like, "You're not going to cop college. What are you going to do with that?" here I am, 39 years later. Sorry, Mom, but.
Exactly. Oh, we're so much luckier for it. All right, we're going to continue with Fred and Pat here at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth. We're going to give you an update on the gravy sauce. I hear it's very close. Scott of Mount Laurel is a judge of elections in like a mob jumpsuit that he has on. He's
people are
business.
Furious on YouTube, Don, that you're calling the election already. They said, we got to call out the electioneering currently going on.
There's no electioneering.
Oh, I think there is.
I'm only married. Wait a minute. I'm only married to one of the judges of election. That doesn't count that much. Who would they like to have represent the sauce people? And Frank of South Philly's here. I don't want to get too argumentative with him. He's pretty serious about the gravy thing.
We got a note, too. Yeah. Lou Belasco stopped by, the tourism guy. We'd love to get him on, but he said, I stopped by, too crowded to get over, but Dom, I voted. Enjoy your day.
Oh, I know he voted for gravy. He
oh, no, come on, Lou. Came all the way to vote for something wrong?
Dom Giordano Day still is not on the official calendar, though, the Wildwood calendar. On deck next is Joe Conklin. What might he be up to? We hear that Chip Snapper is summering at the Jersey Shore. And we'll find out about another big event the Conklins have coming up. But Fred Heron with us, too, and Pat Malloy, stay right here.
JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com next. You got to come out and say hello to Scott Presler, too. Come on out and meet all the people that you hear all the time here. 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right in the heart of Wildwood. We have to unveil, too, coming up, the new Mulligan shirt. It's got a tropical look.
Ooh.
You can buy them here at Mulligan's. Call Johnny or stop by Mulligan's. It's even better. And his wife, Pam, here, too, is the designer. We'll talk to both of them, too, coming up. Hey, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock in prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock. Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That's the code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com. Do it today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.